Dennis Rodman, where are you? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I thought we were friends with North Korea, finally. NBA legend Dennis Rodman, wearing a lip ring and two nose rings, got to meet him.
What he did say, though, he said, if you can only ask a bomber to call me. That's what he said.
But instead, the president found himself having to communicate in a slightly different way.
The United States flew two B-2 bombers 6,500 miles from their bases in Missouri over South Korea.
CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland. At which point, North Korea's main TV anchor let us have it.
The Foreign Ministry of the DPRK informs the Security Council that the Korean Peninsula is now in a touch-and-go situation due to the nuclear war provocation of the U.S. and South Korea.
And now the hotline between North and South Korea is cut, and we're waiting to see if North Korea actually tries to fuel its long-range missiles. And we wonder, can there ever be a time when it's not up to us to put out some fire somewhere? Answer, no.
We will unequivocally defend, and we are unequivocally committed.
Defense Secretary Hagel. But the West Coast need not head to the bomb shelters yet. General Martin Dempsey, who chairs the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has been keeping a lookout.
We haven't seen anything that would cause us to believe their movements other than consistent with historic training exercises.
But Asia expert Gordon Chang says,
when we fall back to a normal state of readiness, the North Koreans probably will strike in some way.
Wow. Hey, what's Shaquille O'Neal doing next week? You wanna fight, come fight me. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.